I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Don't you always want to hear it right from the horse's mouth? I certainly do. I want the best and the brightest minds in the industry to tell me about it. Yeah, Tell Me About It is my latest podcast. Since I come across so many interesting people in the industry, some of my favorite students, they ask me if I can speak to some really intelligent and well-known people on hot and trending topics, you know, like content, influencers, health, branding, entrepreneurship, and more. Who am I to quiz the best and brightest, you ask? Well, I am Siddharth Deshmukh, also known as the Traveling Professor. Maybe you've heard me before somewhere. Yeah, I teach across various institutes. Join me and new experts every week over two parts where we dissect these topics and try to make sense of them. Hopefully, learn something about it when they tell me about it. This podcast is an HT Smartcast original and is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
So, Kunj, before we started this webinar, you were talking about something really interesting, and I want to raise it. You were talking about professors connecting to students directly. Yeah. Can you explain that a little?
So, Siddharth, I think that professors are going to finally make a comeback. From the time of Gurukul, where professors were the alphas of a society, to this time where, you know...
They're the beaters.
Like, you know, they're not paid enough, you know.
Right.
A lot of people don't choose to become professors because they're not paid enough. And
right.
What is going to happen now is that, again, the professors are going to get primacy because the best professors are going to be able to reach millions of people at a time. And it means that the professors have to skill up. The professors can't just be educators, as you were mentioning, not just educators that I'm delivering a syllabus. They have to be entertainers. Tomorrow, the professor is going to fight for time with Netflix for a person's attention. And that is why the professor has to learn from the best entertainers out there, not just the best educators out there.
Sala, so then the whole current lot is dead, man.
Exactly. That is why I'm saying that a new class of, look, for example, industry mentors, right? Like we run the mentorship program because we know that people who've actually done it, done stuff in the industry, can think about it, create structures around it, and can articulate it to influence people. People having all these skills are the ones who are going to become great professors.
That's it. So interesting. Shronath, here's a question for you, right? Would you be okay for an MBA program wherein only CEOs or professionals are coming and teaching instead of professors? I mean, there is a school called Masters Union School of Business coming up in Gurgaon, which is doing exactly this.
There are clients.
Oh, God. Okay. So we'll excuse Kunj from that.
I can't think of.
Okay. Shronath.
You need to bring the boardroom into the classroom, right? Very simply put.
Well said.
So definitely, obviously, these guys are living your curriculum every single day. These guys are the ones who know what kind of talent that they want, what kind of skills are needed, right? As Kunj mentioned, what are the skills that are really important, which is the currency of the future.
Yeah.
So, definitely great, but it's also that the best entrepreneur may not be the best teacher. So, you do need a teacher. Or you need a professor, as I said, to contextualize these learnings, to help people apply these learnings. And more than a teacher, probably a mentor, right?
Right.
So that's what you definitely do need, along with these top industry stalwarts coming in and talking about their different learning journeys.
Actually, it's interesting that what you're saying is that a professor needs to be a bit of a mentor. What Kunj is saying is that a professor needs to be a bit of an entertainer. So anything but bloody being in a classroom and teaching, right?
textbook hai na, textbook already hai mere paas, videos already hai mere paas. Either you entertain me and help it percolate into my head better. Right? Because as an Indian especially, I absorb entertainment very well more than learning. And my textbooks are boring. My textbooks are horrible. I don't need one more textbook. Or I need a mentor to like come and tell me in my language, like chal chal chai peete and I'll show you how this is run.
Correct.
So that's what you want.
Alright, so you know, here's a related...
Sorry to interrupt. It was not meant to be like this, you know. It was not meant to be that, you know, education is, matlab main itne ghante padhai karunga fir mere ko cricket dekhne mila. It was not meant to be like this. It was meant to be ke okay mujhe kya interest karta hai aur uske andar main ja raha hu. Cricket is also education and my textbook is also education. These are alternative ways to understand this world and figure out my space in it and what kind of a lifestyle I want.
Kunj, I think you've seen that TED talk, kiska wo Ken Robinson wala. It's so cool, no? He's actually talking about...
I've seen Ken Robinson's TED Talk, I think, 7-8 years ago. It was one of the foundations of how we look at education as a company, right?
Yeah.
Things that they've spoken about, so...
It's interesting. You finish, then I'll ask. We've got time, don't worry.
I wanted to mention that this entertainer's bit goes one step further as well. So when Harvard and Coursera will tie up and deliver a course, over time Harvard's power will reduce and Coursera's power will increase.
Correct.
It will be Coursera who will own Harvard professors and who will have them on their payrolls. So the way it has happened in Netflix, where you know Netflix basically makes content now. So the platform starts owning more and more, controlling more and more power. That is what is going to happen in as well, because now it's not an event-based education. मुझे classroom में आने की ज़रूरत नहीं है सीखने के लिए. Time table पर आने की ज़रूरत नहीं है. मैं अपने time पे अपने हिसाब से करूँगा. Then the platform which has cracked that and has understood how the user interacts with the platform, जहाँ पे वो knowledge reside करता है, वहाँ पे वो power reside करेगा.
Got it. Wonderful. Okay, so here's a question. I'll ask Shronit first and then I'll get to you. I need your input on this as well. Shronit, just think about the lifelong learning thing that you mentioned, yeah? And you know what has always bothered me is that if I do my MBA, I'm taught all the stuff like which will help me be a CEO as soon as I finish my MBA. But it doesn't help me be a bloody management trainee. Okay, so that's one. The second thing is that an MBA actually is... teaching me stuff which potentially can actually get outdated very, very rapidly. So how would you crack something like this?
So I'll tell you a little bit of how we visualize this at Career Ninja, right? We we say, okay, your learning is goal focused. Today, my first goal is, let's say, to become a management trainee. And my long-term goal is to be, let's say, a marketing manager at, let's say, Unilever, for example, right? In 3 years or whatever it may be. So based on that, how do we make a pathway for this guy?
Right. Hey,
okay, what are the first 5 things he needs to learn to become an MT? Uske baad, okay, now that he started doing that, now he needs to learn how to manage a team or how to manage a project and so on. That's what's going to come next. Then he's going to learn how to manage, let's say, campaigns or budgets and so on.
Yeah.
So it's running parallel to what you're actually doing. So it's goal-based and adaptive, and that's where your challenge is. Okay, I face a challenge in balance sheets today. Can it literally be adaptive to that extent? Kind of a thing is what would be ideal there. Second is it needs to. That's where I said the mentor comes in. You need to contextualize to every person's use case or every few people's use case, right? Because one is what I learned is obsolete. Wo already obsolete tha jab wo curriculum mein aaya, government ne kab approve kiya, uske baad kab college mein aaya, uske baad I'm being delivered it today, right?
Correct.
We built a digital marketing course 3 months back. We've already replaced 10% of it.
I'm sure.
And that's even that may not be the fastest speed. So obviously you need that kind of agility in learning. And you need that real-time adaption in learning. Then that's where technology comes into play.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What about you, Kunj? What do you think?
So I want to talk a little bit about the management trainee programs in itself. There are two aspects to how the management trainee program has traditionally run and why it exists, right? One is that, you know, while B-schools are great signals in terms of this guy is great, but you still have to teach the person exactly hamara danda kaise chalta hai, right?
Correct.
FMCG ka danda is very different from steel ka danda is very different from consulting ka danda, right? Correct. So you have to get that person dirty into the market, understanding actual last mile customer ko kaise sale hota hai, etc. Correct. Before he starts and becomes a pontificating marketing guy who will give gyan on all kinds of subjects, right?
Yeah, correct.
No, I'm talking about the employee, like the one who becomes manager before, right? That is one part. The other part is that there is a certain old boys club kind of a feel to the whole management training thing. That ये बंदा 25 साल ये कंपनी में रहा है, वो ये कैंपस से आया था, देखो he is doing so well. So because that guy is a senior management guy in that company, he will always go to that particular IIM or some campus to hire because you know he got a superstar there. Right?
Got it.
All these things are just going to like completely disappear. What is going to happen now is that the management trainee program is going to be delivered with educational platform.
That's what you think will happen.
So say a Manipal ProLearn kind of a thing partners with an ICICI bank to train the people who once finish the training and get apprenticeship and all those sorts of things done in a year, they are immediately absorbed into the ICICI bank. That's where the model is going to now move, where you know while the universities will also partner with the platforms, the recruiters will also partner with the platform, saying that mere liye mere bande tayar karo tum.
Got it.
Right.
Just to add on to what Kun said.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the head of HR of I think Capgemini it was. So he mentioned an interesting thing that the onus of training was once on the company. Now the onus of training or learning is moving to the learner because there are so many people, right? You're now responsible. Pehle it was like, maine fees de diya, mere ko job chahiye. Right now, it's not that, and it's not going to be that.
Correct. No, you're right. There is a fundamental shift that's happening, and a lot of us don't really understand that it's happening, but it is certainly happening. Here's a related question to both of you, right? So suppose, and this is from a fresher's perspective. So I'm just combining a couple of questions, being a little creative here. So if you are talking to a third year guy, okay, doesn't have any work experience, right? What would you advise this third year guy? Should you consider giving those MBA entrance exams? Considering the huge number of people who are giving MBA entrance exams this year, what would you advise? I mean, both of you, any one of you can go first for a fresher.
So the thing is that essentially our platform is built, the biggest constituency that we have is third year, fourth year students. So third year in the case of undergrad and fourth year in the case of engineering colleges, right?
Okay.
And, you know, they sometimes make that decision too much in a hurry that I want to do an MBA before first deciding mereko life mein kya karna hai. They make a decision ki mereko MBA karna hai, and that will then help me decide. In a lot of cases in India, the post and abroad, it's not like that. A lot of people do their MBAs after 4 or 5 years of experience at least. In India, it is a case of one, delaying that decision and delaying your entry into the real world. And second is also like all the mistakes that you made up till that point, trying to wipe them off by doing an MBA from a good brand college. Because you got the foundation at that point of time. So it's those things which is why people are there. But I think that is going to change. See, the thing is that earlier the way cricket used to be, even today the way cricket is, that it's very top heavy. Only 11 people get in, even if 30 lakh people are trying to get into it, right? The MBA is becoming slowly like that. That it's very top heavy, and it means that mera risk bahut zyada hai to spend a year preparing for CAT. I'd rather prepare for online courses, do better at them, take up an apprenticeship at something really cheap, but like really getting my hands dirty, and then likelier to be noticed by the recruiters. That's where the big change is happening, where the recruiters have better data at their disposal now.
Yeah.
Even there are recruiters who are doing social hiring. There are on our platform, for example, recruiters track what is the kind of content the students are going through. Koi bhi baith ke interview mein bol sakta hai ki main marketing enthusiast hu, par tumne kitne videos dekhe hai marketing ke bare mein, tumne kitne courses liye hai, tumne kitna deeply uske bare mein socha hai, kitna likha hai. That's when you can substantiate it, right? And now this data is possible because of the internet, and hence you don't need signaling, because data is far more purer than just signals.
Well put. Sonit, what do you think?
No, I definitely agree with what Kunj is saying. Exactly my thoughts. You just spoke my mind there. But you need to. So, pehle, I mean, it's commonly said, right? Engineering karte ho, and then you figure out life mein kya karna hai. And it's a just way to extend that ki MBA bhi kar diya and life mein kya karna hai. I would say spend a year working. Anyway, an MBA is a tool to help you work better. And to help you learn from your mistakes that you may have done and so on. Spend a year working and then go for your MBA, right? And US mandates this, at least 2 years. The better. In India, we don't mandate it because it's more like education khatam karo, fir life chalu karenge. So I think I would suggest a year of working at least. Just that you know where you want to go, where your likes, dislikes are, figure kar liya, and then use the MBA to leapfrog 3 steps.
Got it.
Sorry to interrupt. It's also because in India, you marry early, right?
That is
why you have digital education.
No, and
to be on campus-based education, that is why it's like, you have to get this out of the way because there are other life goals that you have to pursue.
True.
And that is why parents are like, right?
And some girls look at masters to escape the marry early thing also.
That's true. It is
a real reality in India.
Yeah. So let me ask you a related question, right, which I think you will be in a perfect situation to answer. Say there's a fresher, right? Fresher has seen your TED Talk, is really inspired, okay? And wants to say, hey, Shronit, I don't want to do an MBA. Carve out something different for me. What else should I do, okay, which allows me to have the same chances in life that an MBA has?
Same chances in life that an MBA has. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is like a top tier student who's otherwise going to go into top
tier. Okay. Okay. That's a good question. It's a loaded question. I leave it to you. Your choice.
So I'll address it from the point of view of an average person, right? Because that's your largest audience.
Yeah.
I would say, so at Karan Ninja, we structure learning into 3 phases called discover, learn and achieve. So first is discover what you want to do. You may have an underlying interest in, let's say, media, entertainment and gaming.
Correct.
So reach out to 20, 30 guys in those spaces. Try to understand what is it that they actually do. What is it that they actually like? Can I come shadow you, or can I buy you a cup of coffee? Mm. 5 of them will reply to you on LinkedIn, and that 5 is enough to get your brain going to actually yellow karte kya hai. Right. Discover what you want to do first.
Right.
Is what I would say is step 1 always. Then unko hi poochho, once you figure kya karna hai ki mere ko aapke jaisa banna hai, what do I need to learn? That guy will be like, okay, learn these courses, build these skills, whatever it is. Like for me personally, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So first I was like, what I need to learn how to speak. I need to learn how to sell. I need to learn how to manage in teams. And I was horrible at all of those, right? I spoke in my TED Talk, I couldn't speak to 3 guys also while I was in school. So build those skills that it is that you may need, right? Coding ho, jo bhi ho. And you can assemble this from different sources, whatever it is. And then comes the achieve phase where, okay, I need to build the network which opens doors for me, which will get me my first client if I want to be a freelancer. Or so whether it's attending networking events, whether it's attending webinars like these, and in the comment feed, starting to chat with some learners who you find, or some people who you find interesting. Start building your network and start building, again, start reaching out to people on LinkedIn, showcasing your projects and so on. And that's where you start signaling, right? As Kunj said, you don't need university to signal. If I have given a TED Talk, I may have given 50 talks before that, but I gave a TED Talk that became a signal ki, okay, this guy is not speaking crap, while I may actually yet come and talk crap. right?
Not in this webinar, at least. Certainly not.
One is you started writing 50 blogs and finally got featured on Inside IIM, and then finally went and got featured on Business Insider. Then you go and apply for a content writing job. No one's going to debate ki isko content writing aata nahi, bhale wo Maika ja ke sikha nahi content marketing. So that's what you start doing, is what I would tell the person. So discover what you want to do, to summarize, build your skills, and then go on to build the network and the signaling to actually show you've actually learned.
Okay. Thank you. Now the time has come, since we are about 10 minutes away from closure, for me to start throwing my googlies, right? So I have got 2 googlies each for Kunj and Shronit. Okay. The first googly is a nice, pleasant one. So, Tukunj, tell us three of your favorite MBA experiences. At least tell us 1 year which has made your MBA life memorable.
No, I'll tell you three. I have like 30.
Okay. Go on.
So the first experience is of a batchmate who was from coastal Andhra Pradesh, who only spoke in English, who managed to put up a Hindi play at my car.
Fuck.
Who put up a Hindi play. He learned completely from scratch on campus, because that campus provides that kind of a space to you to play around with things.
Yeah.
And he worked hard. And it was a shitty play, but he put it up. And he, the campus gave him the courage and the encouragement to be able to do that. He was surrounded by batchmates who you know, collaborated with him on that. And that was a very special experience for me.
Cool.
The second the second is Professor Matthew. I am a Gujarati boy from Bombay. I am as right-wing as they come in my growing up years about a variety of things.
Yeah.
And especially about, you know, not having awareness about what this world is like. And in the classrooms of MICA, sitting in Professor Matthew's lectures, watching his films and listening to him talk about a variety of things really opened up my perspective about this other side. And the third is around, you know, these courses that I did, which made me realize that people don't pay for content in our country. And that became my agenda for life, right? Like that's what I wanted to overcome and figure out a way how I can get people to pay for content, because, you know, it's something really valuable that we provide to people. So yeah, and just so many nights of parties and
okay, let's not make the current people very jealous right now, because A, they are not on campus, B, again, let's not get there, but anyway,
yeah,
right. All right, so Shonit, question for you, right? Do you think missing out on formal education has led to missing something in life? What do you do when your friends, like, for example, talk of their MBAs?
So, I mean, most of my friends didn't go for an MBA. I think that's the reason.
Visualize the one or two friends you have who are actually dumb enough to do an MBA.
No, instead of talking, so, I mean, when they talk about their MBA, so fortunately for me, I joined this youth organization called ISEC. Right, and for me, that was my MBA. I led teams, I managed budgets, I sold products, and that's what I credit a lot of my learning to.
Right.
And whenever they talk about an MBA, I talk about my ISEC experience. So, and then they go like, wow, I should have gotten that as well.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I had a great experience because of my internships, because of going on to lead it as president. But I mean, there are companies or let's say partnerships which I go for, or let's say fundraisers that I go for, where then I get where I feel that there's that credibility. If I would have had it, it would have helped me jump two steps or open the door faster. Mm. Right? Ultimately, bikega to credibility, mere abilities pe bikega. But that door will open faster if I email from an INSEAD or a Wharton or a UPenn email ID.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So that is something I do feel that, and because, I mean, I scored 760 in my GMAT, I could have walked in there, I did interview at all of these places, but I chose to opt out because of starting my startup. So I do feel that, I'm not sure, right answer, to be very honest, I got a 2-year head start, which builds a lot of my perspective and clarity, which I'm sharing right now, but there was that flag which I would have gotten otherwise, so.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Now the tough googly question for both of you. Shonit, this was the easy one, no? Just saying. Okay,
so he was coming.
Okay, so first of all, Kunj, do you think you got your name right for Insta?
So I'll tell you something about Karan Johar, right? Why do Karan Johar's films work? It's not like everybody has those kinds of lifestyles, right? Everybody does not have mansions. Everybody does not have designer bags and fancy clothes. Huh. But they work because they're aspirational. Everybody wants to be there, right?
Huh.
Then when Ankit, who's the founder who started this platform first, when he came up with the name, he came up with Inside IIM because that is what was aspirational. And even today is aspirational, whatever we may say. you start that journey, the journey starts with ke mereko inside IIM mein jana hai. I want to be inside an IIM, right?
Nice.
And then there are we tell them that guys, there is a world beyond this.
Things. Yeah.
Okay. IIM jana hai to ye rasta hai, but iske aur kitne sare raste hai tumhe jo karna hai uske liye, right? Okay. And that's how we look at it. And yeah, probably in hindsight we wouldn't have named it inside IIM, knowing ke abhi kisi din sab online hone wala hai. But for example, our first tagline was also the University of the Future, right?
Oh, nice. Inside,
but the tagline was University of the Future. And
watch with bated breath as you look at that brand repositioning. It's going to be very interesting. it's really going to be very interesting. Okay, Shronit, question for you, right? Now, MBA is considered as a safe option, right? Considered as a career accelerator. Organizations trust you, pay you well, you are vetted, etc. All of that happens. Sir, आपका जो focus है ना, वो career building वाला part जो है, वो थोड़ा सा uncertain और long और पता नहीं किधर जा रहा है ऐसा लगता है. So if somebody says stuff like that to you, what would you say back to that person?
This is personally for me, or this is for me guiding other people?
For you guiding other people, not personally for you. You're like the living embodiment of the thing. But suppose you have to say, you know, somebody argues with you really stiffly about like, you know what, this is like an accelerator, man. It's a career accelerator. You're saying something which is like hard work, man.
True. So it comes back to what I said, right? Like there's your 10-20% people who can do this, who have the discipline, drive, ability or resources or whatever it may be, right? Like then you must, is what I would say. Because, or let's say you have a backing financially where you don't have to worry, those are salary late aega, but I'll start at a 15 lakhs or 20 lakhs, but I won't get my 5 lakhs and 10 lakhs ka first 2 years ka checks.
Correct.
Right? Then focus on leapfrogging.
Yeah.
If you can't, for whatever reasons, then yes, choose the low friction route. Because basically it's a low friction route versus high friction. I would say yet high reward. If you have the ability, you will carve something out.
Yeah.
But there is uncertainty, right? Like just said, every entrepreneur, uncertainty was Series A, Series B, whatever.
True.
Acquisition kab aayega, God knows. Aayega, nahi aayega, God knows, right? It's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
So that's what I would definitely say. If you want something in the middle ground, I would say go to Career Ninja. But
good one.
We are designing it in a way that how do you enable people to do this easy? How do you make friction go low? How do you build signaling? How do you build data in your journey? You spend 80 hours learning online. You can't prove it, right? Unless the guy talks to you and questions you, you can't prove it. Can I add some flag on top of it? Can I add some signaling on top of it? That's the kind of thing we're trying to build. So how do we amalgamate this with that is what we're trying to go towards.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a pretty neat, deft answer. Thank you so much, guys. We've almost reached the end of our time. What I would like you to do is not hang up. We will go offline soon. Just so that the Colosseum team would like to thank you as well. But I really appreciated both you and Shronit. Thank you so much for being here, for educating. I think this has been a very, very interactive session, to be honest. And so many questions. I hope I've done justice to. And please forgive me for if I've raised any hackles or for both of you. The idea was, you know, to push it a little.
Good.
Yeah,
all good. The idea is to make the space work for the space, right? So as long as it helps people.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. Thank you so much.
Wow, that was a good one, right? More of where that came from soon. Want to reach out to me? I'm Siddharth Deshmukh, and I'm the traveling professor on Instagram. You'll find the funny side of me there. And on LinkedIn, I'm a little bit more serious, but I'm still the traveling professor. To give us feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, the usual suspects. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. and join me in the journey. Onward ho!
This was an HD Smartcast original. HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.